欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天分享一篇美文这篇文章呢是非常非常难的它摘自于叔本华的人生的智慧的英文版叔本华呢我觉得是一个非常可爱的人他非常真诚然后呢我摘选的这部分呢讲述的是人类所有的喜和悲的根源我读的时候我就在想叔本华呢他怎么可以分析的这么具体和细致这篇文章呢确实比较难我也花费了不少时间来进行理解还有朗读接下来我们就来听一下这篇内容
The most general survey shows us that the two foes of human happiness are pain and boredom We may go further and say that in a degree in which we're fortunate enough to get away from the one we approach the other Life presents, in factA more or less violent oscillation between the two. The reason for this is that each of these two poles stands in a double antagonism to the other, external or objective, and inner or subjective. Needy surroundings and poverty produce pain. Well, if a man is more than well off, he is bored. Accordingly, while the lower classes are engaged in a ceaseless struggle with need, in other words, with pain,The upper carry on a constant and often desperate battle with boredom. The inner or subjective antagonism arises from the fact that, in the individual, susceptibility to pain varies inversely with susceptibility to boredom, because susceptibility is directly proportionate to mental power. Let me explain. A dull mind is, as a rule, associated with dull sensibilities, nerves which no stimulus can affect,A temperament, in short, which does not feel pain or anxiety very much, however great or terrible it may be. Now, intellectual dullness is the bottom of that vacuity of soul which is stamped on so many faces, a state of mind which betrays itself by constant and life attention to all the trivial circumstances in the external world. This is a true source of boredom, a continual paining after excitement,in order to have a pretext for giving the mind and spirit something to occupy them. The kind of things people choose for this purpose shows that they are not very particular, as witness the miserable pastimes they have recourse to, and their ideas of social pleasure in conversation, or again, the number of people who gossip on the doorstep or gape out of the window. It is mainly because of this inner vacuity of soul that people go in quest of society, diversion,amusement, luxury of every sort, which lead many to extravagance and misery. Nothing so good a protection against such misery as inward wealth, the wealth of the mind, because the greater it grows, the less room it leaves for boredom, the inexhaustible activity of thought, finding ever new material to work upon in the multifarious phenomena of self and nature, and able and ready to form new combinations of them.There you have something that invigorates the mind, and apart from the moments of relaxation, sets it far above the reach of boredom.